20 or 30 years ago, you didn't see any of these little egrets what you've got now. They're small like a heron or a white, of course. They were quite rare. You never seen them in the river. I mean, they're quite common in the river there now, and we've had sills come up the river as far as the end of the quay. I remember when I was with Vic Sheath, the old harbour master, in the old wooden harbour launch. There were these dolphins, rather. They were down. They came up the river, and they actually, two of them actually followed us right up as far. I think it was recorded in the county press. They come up right past Newport Rowing Club, south of that, almost to the town before they turned around and went back again. You know, which was unusual. But we've had some. You know, we'll come in. I came in one morning. I thought there's a black swan there. A black swan with a pink beak, but of course, I think it was an escape from the wildlife park at Ryde there, which was the bird park, which is closed now. But the most unusual bird I ever saw was a what they call a phalarope, a little sardy bird, and it was in the middle of the river, and because we didn't think it was real. It kept spinning around in circles like a top all the time. We had some twitchers came down and took photographs of that because they said it was quite a rarity. But the Sheaf family, if we go back over the years in the county press photographs, they found all sorts of things in the river. They've had sharks in the river. Even a small octopus was found in the river further down, of course. And of course, you've got to remember, particularly the northern end of the River Medina, there were oyster beds there for many years. But of course, all that died out. There could be some there now, I don't know, but there was a big scare at the time in 1895 when they thought that the people were getting affected by cholera, and they reckoned this was caused by them eating polluted oysters from the river. Well, that was when all the Newport sewage works was being pumped into the river, where the Riverside Centre is now. That's why that big building's called the Pompey still. They used to pump the sewage, raw sewage, into the river, down the river. And of course, it wasn't until the treatment works was built there in 1895 they treated it. And of course, that couldn't cope with it. So in 1937, they put a pipeline from there down to Fairlie, where the current sewage works is. But that pipe, of course, was far too small. And in 1991, they put a bigger one there. And it's all treated properly now. But up until that time, of course, the raw sewage was pumped into the river, you see, and that was really the end of the big oyster beds in the river. And of course, there's nowhere near as many fish up that river as used to be. The usual sign is the amount of anglers you see on the river banks. I mean, you go down the river banks now, perhaps in the winter, when fishermen usually like to get there to catch the fish, and you don't see many anglers down there now. But many years ago, they used to have competitions down there, but they seem to move away from there now. So for whatever reason, I don't think the fish are anywhere near as plentiful.